That February, Danny Byrne, son of Francis Byrne, the skipper, whose boat went down off Burtonport in 1981, he made a huge impression when he addressed the petitions committee. He got unanimous support from all the members of the committee itself, and the strong letter that has now gone from the chairperson of the committee, Mrs. Mazzoni, to the Irish government, I think speaks for itself. Basically what they're saying is, look, pay the compensation of €245,570. That money has been recommended by the Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, who did an exhaustive trawl of all of the details, all of the files, and made the strongest possible recommendation that the government should pay the money.
Do you believe that Simon Coveney will pay that compensation, or, as happened under the previous administration, will we see the government kick for touch again?
Well, I hope we don't kick for touch. I've already mentioned this to the Taoiseach. The letter has gone to Simon Coveney. I want to make it clear that the Petitions Committee does not have binding powers, but its findings can bring particular pressure to bear on particular cases, and this is a very, very compelling case. From the point of view of what's going to happen, I would strongly recommend that the government pay. I would strongly advise the government to reflect on what happened when the matter was discussed at various committee meetings when we were in opposition and were fully supportive of the Byrne family and the recommendation by Emily O'Reilly. So we're now in government, and I think we have a moral obligation as well as a political obligation to make good the promises that were made in opposition and to pay the 245,000 to Mrs. Byrne.